Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper. And again, I'm down at the National Wild Turkey Federation Conference in Nashville. What a crowd is going through here. And in the booth with me is John Collins. He's with Fox Pro.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you ever see a crowd like this in your life, John?
Boy, it's thick in here today, that's for sure. I actually just left Pennsylvania from the Great American Outdoor Show up there. Wow. I don't know if you've ever been there or not.
I have not, but is it worse than this?
Oh, there's times they put 100,000 people in the door up there. That show is 9 days long. Can you believe it?
That'd wear a guy down.
That'll work a man, that's for sure.
Did you spend all 9 days down there?
No, it's actually still going on right now. I was up there the first Saturday and Sunday, which just this past weekend. Worked there Saturday and Sunday, drove back home to Kentucky on Monday, then came here on Tuesday, been here ever since.
Keeping the road hot.
That's right. I tell you,
February show season, man, I've been to several myself. I even had to cancel some events. You know, you can't be two places at once.
That's right.
Well, Fox Pro's been around for a long time, and I know, hey, I've used those collars and know lots of guys that have, and it seems like predator hunting has just grown and grown and grown.
Yep.
So how long has Fox Pro been around?
Fox Pro was officially established back in 1993. It was actually founded by Mr. John Dillon. It's a family-owned and operated company. There's actually three generations of the Dillons that still work there today. You still got Mr. John Dillon, you got his two boys, and then he's got two grandsons that work there. So that's a pretty cool thing. And actually, Fox Pro is the only electronic game calls that are made right here in the USA. They're made right up in Lewistown, Pennsylvania.
Hey, that's a great American success
story.
Yes, sir. I love those kind of stories, particularly. How many outdoor businesses started out in somebody's garage?
Yes.
Small building.
And that's how it started.
Yep. Exactly. Somebody gets a passion about something and they see a need in the outdoor industry. And you and I are old enough. We've seen that happen over and over and over again. And it's still happening.
Yes, sir.
And that's, hey, you just got to be smart enough to identify a niche.
American dream come true.
Exactly.
American dream come true.
And we've seen lots of those success stories. Well, you guys have certainly grown by leaps and bounds since 93 then. What actually spurred them to get started in this business?
Well, what spurred it on, Mr. John Dillon would see his boys, Mike and Steve. He'd see them heading out the garage, heading out the door, trying to go call Fox up in Pennsylvania, and they was packing these big record players and big boom boxes that was just weighing, all kinds of weight. And he said, you know what, there's got to be a better way. So he developed a portable electronic game call unit. And then here we are today with all the advancements over the years. It's been a long road, but a short road all at once.
Yeah.
But there's been tons of advancements in that industry, and there's more things to come.
Oh, I'm sure there are. But it's interesting. It's been probably 3 or 4 years ago. I'm from South Central Missouri in the Ozarks. I went down to Licking, Missouri. I saw an ad for a coyote calling contest.
Yes, sir.
And I thought, well, man, what's that all about? I couldn't believe that people showed up or anything. They had foxes and bobcat category as well. But, man, it took hours to check in all of those predators
Missouri is full of predators, full of coyotes, full of bobcats. That's a great state. You know, it's got a lot of good habitat for them. And I tell you what, the coyotes and bobcats and those type of animals can really wreak havoc on your turkey populations and your deer population.
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember just 2 or 3 decades ago, there was a lot of argument about that sort of thing. I even argued with some turkey biologists saying, predators don't have any, real control over that. But I think it was the duck people that finally determined it was predators through some bear control studies. They were astounded at what an effect that predators had. Well, you take a where it's a duck hen or a turkey hen sitting on a nest, they're extremely vulnerable.
Oh, just think about it. A coyote is put on Earth to kill stuff, eat it, and make babies.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, and they do it over and over and over again. Yes. And it's probably, and correct me if you know something that I don't know, but it's probably been just in the last decade or so that biologists have really been talking about coyotes and effect on deer population.
Yep.
You didn't hear a whole lot about it 20, 30 years ago.
Right, right. Well, I think it's still today there's a lot of people and a lot of biologists, to be honest with you, that don't understand the coyotes. There's still a lot of stuff that we don't understand about them and don't know about them, but they can – listen, if you're somebody that's big into whitetail hunting, you're big into turkey hunting, say if you're a wildlife habitat manager.
Right.
If you're trying to manage your deer herds, manage your turkeys, you have got to have a predator management plan in place. If you're skipping out on that, you're not doing everything that you could do to help your ground out.
That's exactly right. And if you're not doing it, the neighbors down the road are taking care of predators, they're going to have better deer and turkey populations than you. Yeah,
yes,
you
sir.
Can hope that some of that overflow comes
yes,
to your place. But I think these critters figure some of this stuff out. They know that they're being hunted, too.
That's true. And when it comes to that management part, too, if you're implementing that on your ground, it's one of those things you can't do just every once in a while. You can't do it once a year or once every 5 years and expect long-term results. You got to have short-term goals to meet those long-term needs for your ground.
Exactly. And I know, hey, I've known some predator hunters that's been at it for a very long time, but some of them started as kids, you know, 2, 3, 4 decades ago. And why did they get into it? Because fur prices were up there.
Yeah, that ain't true no more.
No, it's not. If a guy's into it now, he's either doing it just simply because it's an extended hunting season.
Yeah. You know? Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I do it 100% to help other wildlife out, even though it does. But, man, it's a lot of fun. You
oh,
get
it
into
is a
it.
Lot of fun.
Coyote calling, bobcat calling, fox, even raccoons, all that type of stuff. When you get into it and you start having success, it gets into your blood quick. And once it does, it takes hold. It's hard to get away from it.
Hey.
And I will warn everybody listening, you get into coyote hunting, I'm telling you, I've seen many a deer hunter turn their nose up at a whitetail buck after that. It just takes hold, and that's all they want to do is coyote hunt.
Well, I ran into a perfect example. He was using Fox Pro products. Here back, I got drawn for Missouri Bear Tag this year, and I had a great place to hunt, an outfitter I deal with in southwest Missouri. He's got a couple thousand private acres I could hunt on, plus just surrounded by the wilderness area and national forest. And I didn't get a bear, but it sure was fun for the week. And what really made it fun, I asked Joe if anybody else could be hunting on his place. He said, well, there's one boy. He called him a boy. He was in his 50s, but he was ex-military, special forces, and all this kind of stuff, you know. Guy had the night vision equipment, and he had his Fox Pro. And I had a 15-year-old grandson with me, and he was getting a little bored tagging along bear hunting with me.
Yeah.
You know, not much going on. We run into this guy. He had walked like 37 miles that week looking for bear sign. The acorns had fallen. The bears dispersed.
Yep.
So we were in a little bit of trouble with the bears, so we did a little bit of bow hunting for whitetails. But he invited us out on a hunt the next day. He said, well, if you want a little entertainment, let's go around. I can run all over Joe's property and other properties too. I got my Fox Pro stuff here. We'll go to some old barns and old houses and church buildings.
Trying to call some raccoons.
That was the wildest thing I'd ever seen. He'd set up 100 yards off these buildings, and we'd get up in the bed of the truck. You know, him and Ronnie, they had their weapons ready, and I was doing some filming. He hit that Fox Pro collar in a matter of minutes, man. These raccoons coming down those buildings, you know, ready to fight.
And I tell you what, the crazy thing is you can do that during the day, too. Something about you going there after lunch, afternoon.
That's how we did it in the daytime.
Yeah, boy.
And I just, you know, it's just one of those things that hadn't crossed my mind. I didn't realize there'd be that many critters
and I tell you what,
old buildings.
There's probably people listening being like, what in the world are they talking about?
Yeah.
Hunting raccoons? Let me tell you. You get to calling raccoons, they come bowling out of them old houses and out of den trees and come running in there and run over your call. It's hard to beat that. That's fun. It's just fun
there. Any way you look at it. And, of course, I grew up in Missouri Boot Hill in the swamps. We all had black and tan hounds around, you know. We could run it a lot.
Yeah.
But I thought, man.
And just think about that. Missouri has always been known for y'all's turkeys.
Yeah.
Big old hard goblin Easters, big old birds. And y'all's population is been kind of hurt over the last few years on turkeys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? A raccoon's a nest raider.
Big time.
There ain't as many of those hound hunters no more for raccoons. But if you got you a Fox Pro call, guess what you can do?
Hey,
you can help them and have fun doing it.
Oh, and absolutely. Of course, I learned very early as a kid when I had my own chickens what raccoons would do to a nest.
Yes, sir.
And of course, we trapped them and hunted them and everything else. We were doing predator control then. You never heard that term.
Yep.
You just knew you was getting rid of a nuisance that was cutting
That's
into
right.
your living.
Yeah.
That was what it amounted to back then. But today, wow, you said the company started in 93.
Yes, sir.
How has both your business and the predator calling fun, how's that expanded since 93?
Oh, it grows every year, and it shocks me every year. I think, you know, I've done this for a long time. I've predator hunted myself ever since the late 90s, early 2000s, so well over 20 years, 25 plus years. And it seems like it just continually gets more popular all the time. And, you know, from year to year, I think, well, it can't get no bigger. It's leveled out. And there's just new people come to the sport all the time. The expansions of seasons for night seasons, like you guys have there in Missouri. You know, there's a lot of these guys that work 5 days a week. Some of them work 6 and 7 days a week. They don't have time to go out and hunt. Well, these night seasons come around, it gives more opportunity for sportsmen to get out there in the field, and everybody knows that's a great thing.
Oh, it really is. And, of course, if you love the outdoors, you hate to have an off-season. And if you can take you something like this and
there is
in.
No off-season with coyote hunting.
Absolutely.
There's a handful of states that does have a season where it goes out for a short period of time. But, you know, if you're in one of them states, you might want to think about moving.
Or talk to your people in charge.
Yes,
you know,
sir. Try to make a difference.
Yeah, try to get things changed a little bit. But in your experience, who are the people now doing the predator hunting? What age group?
Well, that's a pretty interesting question there, because this is one of the cool things that I have seen. There at one time, it seemed like it was kind of, you know, that's a good question. I see all age ranges doing it. Even the older crowd that I would not think would want to fool with an electronic call that was old hand callers or something like that. You know, I see guys in their 70s, guys in their 80s that still getting around good, and they know how to work those electronic calls. And then, of course, you got all your 20s and 30s and 40 and 50-year-olds.
Sure.
But the great thing is seeing these 30 and 40-year-old guys taking this younger generation out, because it's such a good sport to get into, to show the youth a good time, a fast-paced hunting style where they will not get bored.
Exactly.
You can go out there and call for 15, 20, 25 minutes. If nothing shows up, you gather your stuff and go right on down to another spot and do it again. And if you're lucky, you'll see some hard-charging coyotes or a big old 30-pound bobcat slinking in and come right up there to the call, or a couple raccoons boil out of old den tree and come tackle that thing at 10 steps from you. It's a great way to get youth involved in the outdoors, and they'll get hooked.
Hey, you're absolutely correct. My grandson, Ronnie, this first time he'd ever seen anything like that. I was watching his eyes, you know.
Yep.
The animal coons come charging out of there. You
he's
know?
Ready to get a Fox Pro after that, wasn't
Yeah. He's a grandpa. You got to get one of these, you know. And we can start doing this. I mean, he lives a couple hours from me. I don't get to see him as often. But I mean, he's deer hunted with me.
Yep.
Floated down the rivers, fished, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I've never seen him get enthused about something so quick as he did with his coyote and coon calling, you know. He just never knew it existed.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up on the farm, and gosh, and I was 7th-day grade. We was wearing the Bible banks out, running the coon dogs up and down.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we'd do that every night our parents would let us.
Yes.
But he's never had that experience, and millions of kids in the same boat as he is. But I guarantee you, you take them out and expose them. And you got to, and if you're doing this at night, you got to take into consideration, too. You know, that's pretty eerie in the night when you're listening to a coon squalling.
It could, for sure.
And you scare the socks off some kids if you're not careful.
Yeah,
but,
boy.
What an outdoor education, man, when you put all this sort of thing together. And it's everything kids like, man. You know, it's something new. It's an adventure. It's exciting. And you get to see an animal up close and see what they can do.
Yes.
You know, I've seen some pretty dynamic coon and dog fights in my lifetime. Yeah, and you don't want to get between them.
I never was
brave enough to. I've seen old guys that charge in, you know, when a dog and a coon rolling around, particularly in water, because they're worried about their dog getting drowned. I watched an old guy one night. He's an old dude, too. Waded into the bayou. When he ran, he got all the way across that bayou, and the water was knee-deep, and we swore he wasn't wet above his ankles.
Yep.
But he skipped across there. A coon was about to drown his favorite coon dog, so he managed to get big old boar coon, got him by the back legs and slung him and killed him on a tree. Coon bit him on the ankle in the process.
Had a fight there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. and I watched so much of that as a kid. And I kind of got away from coon hunting, but this was one adventure that I was tickled kind of get back into.
Yep.
Guarantee you my grandson and I are going to be doing some of
that. Yes,
sir. Well, Jeff, we're going to take just a short break here. Folks, don't go away. We're going to listen to some of our advertisers. We have to have those too, you know, sponsors. But we'll be right back. So don't go away.
Our forefathers gave us a Bill of Rights. One of those is the right to step in the front door of Pond Center, where the faint sound of eagles screeching from on high a bounding purple mountain's majesty browls the walls full of glorious firearms. It's hard not to shed a patriotic tear as your red, white, and blue blood becomes fortified by the sight of true freedom. Pond Center, located at 408 Highway 72 East in Rolla, Missouri. Or give us a call at 573-426-GUNS.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout-specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
This is Dan from the White Buffalo Fly Shop, your gateway to Missouri's blue ribbon trout streams and world-class smallmouth water. Whether you're headed to Mill Creek, the Kern, or the Gasconade, we've got the flies, the gear, and the local know-how to help you fish with confidence. If you're looking to sharpen your casting skills, join one of our hands-on clinics. Or if you'd like to craft your own fly rod, build it with us in one of our rod building courses. You're always welcome in our fly tying nights to swap stories, share patterns, and get the latest hatch reports. White Buffalo Fly Shop is more than just a place to gear up. It's a hub for our local community. You'll find us at 605 North Pine Street in Rolla or online at whitebuffaloflyshop.com.
Welcome back to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm Bill Cooper in down in Nashville. National Wild Turkey Federation Convention. I've got John Collins in the booth. I hope you heard that first segment. We got a little bit excited talking about coons and coyotes and bobcats and foxes. And it's just, and you know what? I'm sure you know better than me, John, but you had all those critters together. There's more of those, a lot more of those out there than there are deer and turkeys.
That's right. That's right. There he is for sure.
There's a great supply of animals that you can
target. Target rich out there if you're a predator hunter.
Absolutely, man. But we got all excited talking about some of the things, reminisced a little bit, some things we did in our childhood. But in this segment, John, I'd like to get into the actual product you talked about. I haven't been around. I think things advanced quite a lot over. I used to carry a pretty good sized deck that had cartridges you plug into it now. And I finally wore that thing out.
Yep.
And I would suspect that the technology has advanced a bit since then.
Yeah, it's went a long ways from those old cassette tapes.
Oh yeah,
from record players, stuff like that. Yeah, when Fox Pro got started, Mr. John Dillon, the first call he put together looked like it was actually in a Rayovac flashlight housing. Looked like an old Rayovac flashlight. What it looked like, but it's come a long way from that too. We've got so many different e-calls today, and we've got something that'll fit every hunter's budget, needs, and their calling style. We've got units that start around $200, and of course go up from there. We've got the units like the Prowler, the Hellcat, which is an all-in-one e-call unit and decoy all-in-one. We've got the Hellcat Pro. We've got the X24. We've got the Shockwave, which is a dual-speaker unit with directional speakers. And we've also got the X360, which, of course, we're sold out of that thing right now. And we've actually got more stuff coming in the future. But we've got a very dynamic lineup, something for everybody.
Wow. Well, you take somebody that hasn't been into predator hunting previously, and they're wanting to get started, what would you recommend for them to get just to get started? Yeah. See if they will enjoy the hunt or not.
Yeah, like I said, we've got two good, what I would call starter units or budget units. I've tested them myself in the field. They'll call everything out there. You can call coyote, you can call bobcat, fox, raccoon, just whatever you're wanting to go after. And we've got two units there. That's the Prowler and the Hellcat. I think the Prowler starts, I think it's around $220. You know, I know that's still several dollars, but that's very affordable to get into the sport. I think it comes preloaded with well over 100 sounds on it. It can hold,
sounds.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Can hold up to 300. Got a nice remote with a nice big screen. It's easy to read. Good feeling buttons. It'll come with sounds from coyote howls, pup distresses, tons of rabbit distresses, bird distresses, raccoon sounds. You can even go crow hunting. You can do whatever, anything that you can call up, those units will do it.
Wow. Now you just opened a whole nother can of worms. You talk about crow hunting. I used to do a lot of that as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, a young person can start out like this. Hey, they'll drop $200 on a date.
Yep.
Easily.
Man. Oh,
so man. It wouldn't take you much to get into that. Do you find that people, beginners like that, they're not obviously not going out buying a high-dollar rifle to get started. They can start out with what they've got with this basic unit.
Yes. I mean, you can, if you got your shotgun laying around, you know, any of your deer rifles, anything center fire, all that stuff, you can kill coyotes with it. I mean, you can take something that you probably already got in your gun cabinet and go out there and have a good time.
That's what it's all about.
And plus, we know we're talking about the e-calls, but we've got tons of hand calls, too. If you're somebody who likes hand calls, we got open reeds, closed reeds. We've got diaphragm calls that you can howl on and run different distresses. We've got everything you need to get started Start calling in any kind of animal you want to call in.
Man, that's just exciting stuff. And yeah, I've used the mouth calls and stuff, and I probably call in more coyotes than turkeys even in it. Bobcats too, You know those critters like to eat turkeys?
Yeah.
I thought sometimes they's going to eat me.
Hey, speaking of turkeys, it's one thing a lot of people don't realize. We got a lot more than just predator calls. We got one of the best turkey call lineups in the country.
I didn't realize that. I'm behind times.
Oh, man, we've got tons of different combo packs, diaphragms. We've got two different lines of pot calls. We got a line that's got a ceramic call, aluminum, a glass over slate, crystal, and a honey locust pot. And we've also got the same thing in a cherry pot as well.
Well, I got to tell you, anybody that knows how to call a predator, they know, they know the sounds.
Yeah.
They know what a turkey sounds like. And you put the two together, I'd say you probably got the science figured out.
Yeah, boy. Yep. Yep.
Well, where do you see all this going in the future? Who's promoting predator hunting?
Well, we try to do a good job of that. You know, we've got we try to put a lot of educational content out there through our YouTube channel. We've got a podcast as well, the Fox Pro podcast. And our goal for that is to educate hunters. You know, we want to be a resource for the hunting community. We don't want anybody to take our products and go out there and struggle. There's more too than just getting an electronic call and just sitting it down anywhere and hitting play.
Well, this day and time, you know yourself, there's really no excuse to go out there and get frustrated and not be successful.
Oh, that's right.
There's just too many resources
that
they can go to anymore. And I didn't realize you had all that, but I was tickled pink to hear you talk about education.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, when I was a kid grew up, wow. You said the word education, we'd run the other way.
Right.
You know, we'd had enough going to school.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But that's what everything's about these days. Man, the populace out there is just hungry for information. and we've got the tools these days. We can crank out information as long as we want to, right. You know. But isn't it cool, though? You could probably get on YouTube, wherever,
yes.
and go and find out exactly how to start out.
Yes.
Whether it's the fox, the bobcat, the coyote,
yes.
whatever, you know. And, of course, I know a guy that hunts skunks and possums, too, you know.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing. We put all that stuff out there, you know, the educational stuff, plus we're putting out full hunt videos and full stands so you can see how to put all that together. You can see what you can expect, how a coyote approaches the call, all that type of stuff. But I tell you what, even though we've got all that education, there's no replacement for experience.
Absolutely.
You got to get out there and start doing it. You're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
But
that's part of
you
the
gotta learn. You got to learn from them and apply it in the future in the field, and you will become a better hunter. It takes experience.
Have you ever laughed when you've flubbed up and you get to watch a
I've laughed. I've cussed. I've beat on trees. I've done it all. Yeah. Love every bit of it.
But what great, great fun. And you know what? You don't have to be a special forces dude like my friend to get in to hunting this. Now,
anybody can do it.
Yeah, we spend hours with him out running around the countryside through the hills looking for old buildings, even culverts.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was shocked.
Yep, brush piles.
Yeah.
Anything.
You know, things that just hadn't crossed my mind. You talk about education. I got a real education that day, and I was so thrilled that my grandson was with me to get to see that happen.
Yep.
But that went on into the night. This guy was, you know, night vision stuff.
Yep.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yep.
And this place was hunting on way out in the country. We sat on the owner's front porch that evening, just waited until it got dark. And Ronnie was just fascinated. Said, are we going to see anything? I said, let's just wait and see.
Uh-huh.
And there was a huge pasture that kind of horseshoe shaped around this front porch. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of acres, and hills and hollows and hardwood timber and all that. And it was just shortly out the dark. It was like a parade of critters coming out into this field. I mean, we saw skunks, possum, raccoons,
yep.
coyotes.
Yep.
I think we saw one bobcat and some big whopping bucks.
Yeah, boy.
You know, it's amazing
what
you could see. And it was just such an education for him. And I think I'm going to have a coyote hunter on my
head. I'm sure. You open him up to a whole new world.
Oh, absolutely. And it just doesn't get any better than being able to. Because, you know, I dangle carrots in front of kids all the time trying to get them into the outdoors.
Yeah.
And I've just recently, I'm 76 years old. But
you didn't dangle a carrot when you took him raccoon and coyote hunting. You dangled some candy right there.
Oh, I did. You're exactly right, man. And he ate it up big time. But I guarantee you, we'll fish a lot together this summer. We like to float down the rivers and camp out. And I love to cook. I've been known for a long time as the gravel bar gourmet.
There you go. I like it. That's good.
And I am passing that on. I've got him to cooking now.
Yeah.
I've got photos of him actually sitting on a little chair in the river. His kayak's right there. He's got a little table and a little stove. He's sitting in the river cooking his breakfast.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
And so,
that's good stuff.
And I've got to get him now to the point of steadily, when we make trips like that, I used to always take a crow call with me. It's so much fun to float down the river and just mess with a crow.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not beyond taking a mouth call along with me, too, you know, and it's surprising sometimes. He said one time, it was in the fall, I think he said, I didn't know turkeys would gobble in the fall. There's a few things you don't know yet,
boy.
But just hang with Pawpaw.
Yeah,
things are going to get better.
Just like I said, get out there and get some experience.
Oh, absolutely. But these kids, though, we were talking about information a few minutes ago, they soak it up so fast, you know. And it's just funny. I mean, he gets on me every once in a while. I'm struggling with my phone or something. You know, he jerks it out of my hand. Papa, don't you know this? Here's a shortcut.
Teaching you, too.
Oh, yeah. Education works both ways.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Yep.
Well, if people want to find Fox Pro, how do they go about it?
They go on our website, gofoxpro.com, find all of our products there, plus we're everywhere else. I think Instagram, it's FoxPro _Inc. Same thing on TikTok. We put a ton of educational stuff out on TikTok. That's a good place to go. Of course, Fox Pro Inc. On Facebook, Fox Pro Inc. on YouTube, and the Fox Pro Podcast, wherever you find podcasts.
Man, that is great. John, it's been awesome having on on the program, and I hope you won't be a stranger.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, delighted. I love this stuff. Anything outdoors, got to do with wild critters, you know, it's just...
Hey, I like talking hunting.
I can tell that. I kind of do too, you know. And what better place to be than at the NWTF convention?
Yes, and what the 50th anniversary for NWTF? A good time. Y'all ain't here, you better get here.
Yeah. And they're expecting 100,000 go through here this year. They had like 84,000 last year.
Yep. I think they're going to hit it.
No, I think they are.
There might be 20,000 in this aisle now.
It looks like it. You're going to have to crawl back to your booth, I think.
I might have to.
One thing I wish they do, though, you know, talk about education. I think they need to make everybody go through a course online before they get here on traffic flow.
They need to do one-way streets in here, one-way aisles.
Because, boy, I'm telling you, there's a lot of elbows and pushing going on. But what a great time to be right in the middle of this many outdoorsmen.
Yes, yes. And everybody here, you know, because they've got some kind of relationship with the wild turkey.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. I expect it a few.
You know what? People like me and you owe a lot to the wild turkey. You know what?
Oh, really do. Yeah. I mean, because I grew up in the Missouri Boot Hill. I was in high school before I ever saw a deer or turkey, either one.
Yep.
But when I got out in the hills and I found out what turkey hunting was all about, and you're not going to believe this, but I've worked in the Yucatan and Mexico part-time for the last 15 years. And I actually worked for the Campeche State Tourism Commission for 3 years. They call me a tourism consultant. Well, all I did was run rider trips, take outdoor riders down, weed hunt in the jungles, kill those oscillated turkeys.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful birds. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I just absolutely love it down there. But that was all because of the wild turkey that came about.
Yes, sir.
And you probably know who Ray Eyes is.
Oh, yeah.
I have Ray down there and several others. And, man, we just sent millions of dollars worth of business to that part of the country.
Yep.
And just... all because of the wild turkey. I would have never in my wildest dreams ever thought something like that would happen.
Yep.
But it just kind of snowballed, you know. Been doing it for 15 years.
Yep.
I'm going to do it as long as they let me.
Yes, sir. Hope you got many more years left in you, too.
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on it anyway.
Yep.
Well, John, once again, man, thanks so much for coming along. And, folks, from John Collins and myself, Bill Cooper, we are living our outdoor dreams. We encourage you to get into the outdoors and live your dreams as well.
People love a good mustache. People also love a good firearm. The fine people down at Pond Center like both. They have the largest selections of firearms in the area, and with a friendly, knowledgeable staff of hombres to help you pick the gun that's right for you. You could end up riding into the sunset with a gun you love. Find them at pc72guns.com, on shelf, in store, online, or give them a call at 573-426-GUNS. That's Pond Center. Guns welcome. Mustache appreciated.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASO Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, The Rambling Angler, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.